sister. My parents are Nate and Bronwyn. This was my first year participating in senior MYF. I will admit I was a little hesitant to move up from junior high. I did not think it was possible to have as much fun as I did in junior high or have such an amazing group of friends and sponsors. I became less anxious when Kyle became the youth pastor and Alicia a sponsor, since they had been my junior MYF sponsors the year before. But I had so much fun this year. I have enjoyed every single event in senior MYF so far, my favorites being mud volleyball, where we literally play volleyball in the mud. At the end, we jumped in the Burgies pond. We may have looked cleaner, but we definitely smelled way worse than before we jumped in. Another great event was the gingerbread house making contest. In December, my friend Danae and I made Snoopy's doghouse. And Snoopy, but we only got second place, which is still good, but Pastor Mark agrees that we should have won first place. The Christmas party and all-nighter here at church was a highlight of my year. I mean, how could staying up all night and running around church responsibly not be fun? Obviously, both the fall and winter retreats were also a lot of fun. Anytime I was able to grow more in my faith. During the fall retreat, we went to Hemlock Springs for the weekend. We played a lot of fun games there. I may not remember exactly what we did that weekend, but I do remember the Bible studies, which is the most important part. During the winter retreat, we went to Three Springs. It snowed before we went up on Friday night, so it was really cold. We went tubing the one day. For those of you who do not know what that is, it's basically sledding, but a lot more fun. Another highlight of that weekend was the Bible studies. During the last session with Troy Landis, he had us break into groups. We were mixed between gender and ages. Then we were challenged to lay hands on each other and pray over our peers. I definitely felt the Holy Spirit at work, and we were all blessed by being open and honest together. Isn't that what makes a great youth group? And last, but definitely not least, was our service trip to Montana that we just got back from last Sunday. We served at Big Sky Bible Camp for 1 week. Half of the week I painted trim on buildings around the camp, and let me tell you, there was a lot. For the other half of the week, I was an assistant counselor to girls ages 8 through 10. I did a lot of hair braiding, making friendship bracelets, and gave lots of piggyback rides. There were also a lot of challenges that I was not expecting from these girls. Every night we had fireside as a youth group. Before we would start, Kyle would ask us a different question every night, such as how we had seen God at work that day, about a highlight of our day, or a challenge that day. At fireside each night, each youth had to share their faith story. I enjoyed hearing about everyone's faith. I felt they were able to connect with each other on a deeper level and make stronger relationships with others in the youth group. One of the highlights for me last week was being on the lake. My friends and I paddleboarded, hung out on a floating trampoline, and went tubing behind a boat. Another fun memory was Glacier National Park. We visited the park last Saturday. I was able to take many pictures of God's amazing creation during a hike to the Hidden Lake. Even though being a counselor was more challenging than I expected, and most of my clothes have paint on them now, I did really enjoy our week in Big Sky. I want to thank you all for your donations at the Frolic, since that helped so much with the expenses during our trip and all the other activities during the year. I am excited to start my sophomore year and go on more amazing trips and activities to grow more in my faith. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jacob Schreiner, and I will be a junior this coming fall. I would like to start off by thanking all of you for your gracious donations every Sunday, and especially for your generous participation in the Winter Frolic. You helped raise enough money for the MYF to send us on this amazing trip. I speak on behalf of all the youth when I say that these trips really allow us to grow in our relationship with God and let us take that next step with our King. Heading into Big Sky, I knew we would either be counseling or be doing some kind of service for the camp. When I figured out that they needed some counselors for the first mini camp, I jumped at the opportunity. Ray and I found a way to still be together, but now we were looking after a cabin of 5 kids, rather than just each other. I would honestly say that we had it pretty easy, considering all these kids were best friends and had previously been there, with the exception of one boy. Along with the fact there had previously along with the fact there was an actual counselor named Carson, who was amazing with the kids and helped us keep an eye on Ray and I as well. We had 3 11-year-olds, 1 12-year-old, and the coolest little dude was 8. I was so impressed with his attitude and how the other kids treated him. Not only was he the youngest, but he also came to this Christian camp, having no previous experience going to church or having God-loving parents. It was really amazing seeing how God worked through him. He asked the best questions about faith and heaven, that throughout the whole experience, I think the kids taught me more than we taught them. I can firmly say that this past experience with the kids has really opened my eyes to the power that God has to be seen in even the smallest things. For the second half of the week, the group that had first counseled went to finish the wood stacking and splitting. In the time that we had spent moving wood, we had great conversations and many laughs. Yet none of that slowed us down as we were able to finish all the wood a day early. It was very satisfying being able to look back at the things we had accomplished. We went from a huge pile of logs to a nicely stacked shed of firewood. It was great knowing that we were able to really help out and actually make a difference from a place so far from home. 1 Samuel 12:16 says, "Now then, stand still and see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes." This verse has really resonated with me and allowed me to see God in even the moments where I feel furthest from him. When we were at Glacier National Park, I experienced a sense of calmness. I have always been able to see God out in nature where technology can't distract me. The gorgeous lake and the mountains that left me in awe. There was one moment where I took time and just looked upon the mountains. I said to myself, "This is all yours. You made this." And just seeing how nature worked within itself showed me the beauty and order that God has created. I learned that sometimes it's important to just take a moment to step back from our everyday activities and all the electronics and just pay attention to try to see God in his own creation. For me, going to Big Sky was one of the most special places I could be, with the overwhelming mountains and the crazy views. God, this is a great God-loving environment, and to think that whoever created all of this must be the most amazing and powerful God. Once again, I want to thank all of you for your support and prayers for this trip. I also want to thank all the sponsors who took times out of their own weeks to be with us and try to control us kids. Thank you.
I am not Laura Berge, but I am reading this for Laura, who is still up in Vermont at Bethany Birches, but was able to, thankfully, come with us to Big Sky. A favorite Bible passage I've committed to memory over the past few years has been 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18. It states, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." These verses have repeated in my mind throughout my years of high school to help me get through tough races, difficult sports games and practices, challenges with friends, and even various aspects of the MYF. This year, I've been incredibly blessed by a strong and committed youth group and sponsors who lift me up, challenge me, and bring out my truest self. As a freshman and sophomore in the MYF, I struggled to find my place and was frustrated with changes in finding a new youth pastor. Each year that went by, those momentary troubles that are spoken about in this passage stretched and challenged me to be who I am today. Each time that I cried out to God, asking questions about why his timing didn't line up with my plans, he reminded me that it was all working towards something greater than I could imagine, something that was unseen to me. Through this time, I became more independent, a leader, and I worked to become the person that I wish I had in my first 2 years. This past year, I was stretched, my faith was strengthened, and I've been refreshed by being a part of a group that loves spending time together and growing in our relationships with the Lord. It's been a great year full of fun events, including game nights, devotionals, mud volleyball, lock-ins, retreats, service, and our recent week-long trip to Big Sky Bible Camp. In each of these events, we were encouraged to share with each other through conversation, using our gifts, and sharing about our own faith journeys. At Big Sky in Montana, I was so grateful to be able to take a week off from Bethany Birch's to join the MYF for a service trip. I enjoyed getting to be an assistant counselor for a few days. The group of girls that I was with got along really well, and it was fun to hang out with them. It was exciting to see them ask and answer questions about the Bible, and I could see their genuine interest and desire to grow. The second half of the week, I got to paint, clean, and do some wood splitting. It felt good to have time to work with others and also have a time of working in silence and reflecting. I've been caught up in so much busyness that I haven't had much time to sit and clear my mind. All week, I was continually in awe of God's beautiful creation around me. Not only how beautiful and great it was, but also how tiny I was compared to it and how incredible it is that God still knows me and loves me fully. One morning, Laura Frederick and I woke up for sunrise and had devotions on the lake before we went on a run. The entire time, I felt surrounded by God's peace and presence, and it is a memory that will stick with me for a long time. I was refreshed by the beauty and encouraged by the light that the full-time staff there radiated. This year, the greatest blessing to me were the leaders and sponsors. Kyle and Alicia, Andrew and Danielle, and Anthony and Kara have all given so much to each of us, and I am forever grateful to these three couples and the other sponsors I've had while in MYF. They've planned events, come to support school programs and games, been there for me to talk to anytime, and become some of my greatest friends. I have certainly changed and grown into the person who I am today because of this group. None of this would have been possible without support from all of you. As a church, you have provided for us financially, you have prayed for us, and you have waited on God's timing and guidance for our wonderful youth pastor. I wish I could say it in person, but thank you, Franconia, for all you do to support our MYF and give youth in our church an opportunity to grow together in relationships with Christ. As I move on from MYF and give youth, I know that I will need to continue to fix my eyes on the unseen. I trust that God will reveal himself and move in ways I cannot see, even when troubles come my way, for they are achieving for me an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
Good morning. My name is Ray Ramos, and I'm going to be a junior this upcoming fall. One of my favorite Bible verses is Psalm 16:8. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. This verse always reassures me to keep my focus on God, because it is only through him that I can do all things. It is especially important to me to keep my focus on God, because this day and age, there are so many distractions that can steer me away from him. Throughout my years of being part of this church's youth group, I always enjoyed going on retreats ever since I was in junior high, and getting to grow my faith through those weekends. I also have always enjoyed Sunday school and getting to interact with other believers my age. Once I got to senior high youth group, I got to experience so many more ways to grow my faith, whether it was through more serious Sunday schools or the winter retreats. But my two main highlights over these past 2 years in senior MYF has been the trip to Portland, Oregon, and also the trip we just got back from a Big Sky Bible Camp in Montana. Going to Portland was so much fun, getting to travel with friends and volunteering at various places that supported the homeless community throughout Portland. But my favorite thing during this trip was one morning when we were all told to pack two lunches and take them with us throughout our morning for lunch because we were going to eat with homeless people in the city. I remember a lot of people were nervous about this because it was a situation we weren't used to. But for me, I felt excited and I couldn't wait for lunchtime. Once it came to lunch, we split into groups and went throughout this park to find people to share our lunches with. The man I shared my meal with was in his 40s, and he was also Hispanic. When I first introduced myself to him, I asked if I could eat with him, he seemed a bit timid and didn't really seem comfortable sharing his meal with me. Once I saw this, I switched over to Spanish, and then he automatically just smiled and became so much more happy and willing to talk to me. And we shared our faith together and shared our meal. And at the end, we prayed. And then At this moment, I realized just how thankful I was for everything I had, and also the ability to speak another language and using that gift for God's glory. My other highlight has been the trip to Montana. Getting to volunteer at Big Sky Bible Camp was a great experience. For the first half of the week, I got to be an assistant counselor for a mini week. The kids were so energetic and vocal, but the cool thing was that this didn't stop when it came to talking about God. They still had energy and asked a lot of questions. The one kid that was there was 8 years old, and I remember him asking. I remember him saying how he just got his first Bible right before camp, and he never stepped foot in a church. The craziest thing was that out of all the kids, he asked some of the toughest questions about the Bible, and was also the most curious. Even though some questions may have seemed sort of silly, such as, so if dog is God spelled backwards, does that mean God can see us through dogs? He was seriously wanting to know the answer. The second half of the week, we got to split wood and fill woodsheds throughout the camp, which was fun, a fun way of serving because we could see the progress we made, and also got to talk with others as we worked. The one thing that really stuck out to me on this trip was how blessed we are to even know who God is, and not just that, but to even have a relationship with him. I'm thankful for these experiences our youth group has been able to be a part of, and I also can't wait for the future ones as well. So on behalf of the youth group, we thank you for the support you guys give us, whether it's through prayer, encouragement, or donations from the Frolic. Just know that all your support is appreciated. God bless.
Morning. I just wanted to start by saying thank you, everyone, for your prayers and your support through the Frolic that made this experience possible. This year's trip started a lot better than last year's trip. We had no delays with our airplanes, and we all got there safely. I made a lot of good memories, including the time when I was assistant camp counselor, and during one of their chapels, I got volunteered by my campers to play one of their games where you played against someone and they give you a category and you had to name things in that category, and if you didn't before the time ran out, you got a water balloon dumped on your head. So I went up against Isaiah Goldie, and our category was condiments, which was probably the worst category because after we had said ketchup and mustard, my brain froze and I had a hard time naming others. Fast forward a couple seconds, and I was the one who got the water balloon dumped on their head. Not only was this trip filled with fun and games, but also a lesson from God. Before the trip, we were told our phones would be collected. I wasn't too happy with this because I didn't see my phone as an issue. Our phones didn't get collected immediately once we got there, but at one of our firesides, Kyle gave us the option to turn in our phones and said it was between us and God. So I turned my phone in. At first, it was weird to not have my phone with me, but I soon realized that it was kind of nice and relieving not have to constantly remember where it is or have to worry about social media and what people were posting at home. Not having my phone really allowed me to focus more on God's creation and the people around me. I was able to have some meaningful conversations with people I don't get to talk to a lot. With not having my phone for a week allowed God to show me I don't need my phone that much and it's not a priority in my life.
Good morning, church. I would like to start with my favorite Bible verse, which is Psalm 42, 1 through 6. As a deer longs for the streams of the water, so I long for you, O God. I will thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night, I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, "Where is this God of yours?" My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked along the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I so discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. So why is this my favorite Bible verse? It includes longing for God, which us as Christians should really do. And it talks about putting our hope in God after brokenness, discouragement, and sadness. So this year was my final year in the MYF, which is sad to see it go. We have many great events throughout the year, and our main kickoff event is Mud Volleyball. This event is very good to get to know people because you got to get to know them fast through teammates. And Pastor Mark even made a surprise appearance towards the end and hopped right on in and started playing with us. Throughout the year, we've had many devotional game nights, and we'd have these on the third Thursdays of every month throughout the beginning of the years. We'd get through a devotional in the very beginning, and then we would have a game night towards the end. And during our games, we'd play many different games, and all of them ended up laughing and someone wearing a helmet during the game, as you saw in the picture. Around Christmas time, we also had our Christmas banquet, which is a lock-in, and you try to stay up as long as you can, but normally you get knocked out around 2 o'clock in the morning. For dinner, we have Anthony's famous fajita bar, which you can find at California Tortilla. Another great retreat is the winter retreat, and this is great for getting to know underclassmen or others and continues to grow as a group. And service trip before Montana would be Spruce Lake. During the service trip, we went around in the morning for an hour and a half and picked up sticks in the woods. I know it kind of seems kind of pointless, but it was for water that went down in the creeks. And we had a wood splitting competition. During this time, we sat down next to log splitters and split logs. But we probably had an hour left, and we found a way to waste some time and got an axe in our hands and picked up some logs and had a competition to see who could split it in the shortest amount of time. I think the winner there was Brad. He's a staff guy there, and he got a log split in under 10 seconds. Our service trip to Big Sky, Montana was a great time. What I did specifically was stack and split firewood, and I got to enjoy some time behind a chainsaw cutting logs for Kyle and Bryce to split up so we could have the stackers have some more wood to stack. We ended up filling all our woodsheds that Jamie gave us to do. And I also got to help alongside Andrew and his crew in Tyveka House. We had firesides every night, and during this time, we've had Andrew, Kyle, Anthony, Jamie, and Ryan. They all had a lesson for the night, and then after the lesson, we would have time for testimonies, which everyone in our group gave. That was a great time to get to know each other as well. We had plenty of free time during our trip at Big Sky, and during this time, we'd go down to the lake, and as you saw in the pictures, there was a trampoline that had one of those logs that come off that you try to walk off and get to the end. While you're trying to do that, it mainly throws you off of it and spins you right off, but on that one picture that you saw me falling off, I made it to the end, so that was a great accomplishment. At the lake, there was also plenty of boats and kayaks to go out on. And so one day, we were told that there was a bear spotted on the other side of the lake. So what would I do? But I hopped on a canoe with Bryce and Isaiah. We did end up finding the bear, but we did end up catching a pretty nice fish. We also had archery tag, which is a lot of fun, and it was great to get to do that because none of us have ever done it, and many people got hit, and it was a great time. And our final day there, we went to Glacier National Park, and we went up going to the Sun Road, which is a great road to see the mountains in there and all of God's beauty. I would say probably about 16 of us went on a hike then to Otokomi Lake. And this is a 12-mile hike, so it was very difficult, and you climbed over 2,500 vertical feet. Only about less than a mile away there, we stopped and took a picture, but we didn't know that there was a lake much further because we've hiked our 5 miles, which it said it was, and we got to the point where it was like, this isn't seeing any good. There's no lake around here. But we passed two people on the way there, and they said, it's a little further than you think, but you will find it. So that was reassuring. We ended up getting to the lake, and it was very beautiful to see a glacier-fed lake. And, yeah. On the way back, we met a group of people that we talked to for quite a little while. And they showed us what huckleberries look like on the plants alongside the trail. So we ended up picking huckleberries along the way back. We ate them all. We tried to keep some for when we got back, but they didn't make it there. I would like to thank all of you for your prayers prior to the trip and throughout my 4 years here in the MYF. Your donations during the frolic has been a great help and helped us allow to go on these service trips. Thank you.